with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says the key interest rate is staying the same for now.
The committee decided at today's meeting to maintain the target range for the federal funds rate at 5.25% to 5.5%, and to continue the process of significantly reducing our securities holdings. As labor market tightness has eased and progress on inflation has continued, the risks to achieving our employment and inflation goals are coming into better balance.
Powell said the surprising pickup in inflation in January and February hadn't fundamentally changed the Fed's picture of the economy. It still expects inflation to continue to cool, though more gradually than it thought 3 months ago. The recent high inflation readings followed 6 months of steady slowdowns in price increases. Violent crime was down last year in the U.S. Lisa Dwyer has the details.
New FBI statistics show violent crime in the United States dropping again last year, continuing a downward trend after a pandemic-era spike. Murders dropped 13% in the last quarter of 2023 as compared to the same period the year before. Violent crime overall was down 6%. Property crime ticked downward about 3% across the nation overall, except for the Northeast and in large cities with a population of over a million people, which actually saw an increase by about that same amount. The quarterly report is based on data sent to the FBI from about 80% of the law enforcement agencies around the country. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A dizzying volley of courtroom maneuvers over a Texas law that would allow the state to arrest and deport people who enter the U.S. illegally is sowing confusion at the nation's border with Mexico. Sheriffs, police chiefs, and migrants are all waiting for direction. On Wall Street, the Dow by 401 points. This is SRN News. The crisis in Haiti is putting Christian missionaries in danger.
The Caribbean nation has never been a particularly safe place for the spread of the gospel, but with the outbreak of a kind of civil war between violent gangs there, Haiti is positively deadly right now. Numerous Christian organizations provide relief and gospel preaching in the country, and some have had to evacuate. Other ministries are trying to hang on amidst the mayhem, and it may soon be impossible to remove them at all until calm is restored. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A member of Congress is calling on the Biden administration to take action over the persecution of Christians in Vietnam. Republican Michelle Steele of California wrote a letter to the State Department urging that it designate Vietnam a country of particular concern, something the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom supports. Vietnam's a communist country and officially atheist. This is SRN News. Israeli troops concentrate on areas of northern Gaza. The latest from the media line's Felice Friedson.
Israeli troops have racked up considerable success against Hamas terrorist forces as they return to areas of northern Gaza that saw fierce close-quarter combat in the early days of the conflict. The Israelis fought in, around, and beneath the Al-Shifa hospital, where large numbers of terrorists were killed or captured, and vast quantities of arms and ammunition were seized from what should have been a non-combat venue. Israeli forces neutralized some 70% of the Hamas forces, killing 70 and arresting 130 known terrorists. Intelligence units located intel troves and interrogated suspects, while engineering units destroyed tunnels running beneath the hospital. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.